Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hello all of you beautiful people, Jules here for WhatCulture.com, and you know what my friends, sometimes it is good to take a step back, look in the mirror and have a good old laugh at yourself. Don't take yourselves too seriously. In fact, clearly exude this message quite a lot because people in the street still point and laugh at me like we're all sharing the joke. I'm not sure what we're laughing at. Anyway, I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 video games that roasted themselves. Number 10, Fable 2's anticlimactic ending, Fable 3. Fable fans will likely remember the colossally deflating moment at the end of the second game where the final boss, Lord Lucian, is killed in a single gunshot after an entire game's worth of build-up. Though this was to make the dramatic point that Lucian is really just an old man without the tattered spire to grant him incredible power, it nevertheless left fans feeling deprived of a gratifying final battle. But Lionhead gamely responded to the criticism by including a hilarious gag in Fable 3's side mission, The Game, where you play a tabletop RPG and end up defeating the big bad in just a single hit. At that moment, one of your fellow players loudly quips, "What kind of rubbish game lets you kill the villain in one hit?" So to anyone that was left wildly underwhelmed by that Lord Lucian fight, this was a pretty gratifying apology. Number 9. The infamous Welcome Leon mistake, Resident Evil 2 and 3 Remake. The original Resident Evil 2 certainly didn't leave most players wanting for action, but it did include a slightly embarrassing translation error from Japanese to English, as many games of its era did. In the RCPD's West office, you might notice a blue banner intended to welcome Leon S. Kennedy to the station, but due to a translation error, the banner hilariously reads, "Welcome Leon." And when it came to Resident Evil 2's glossy recent remake, Capcom couldn't resist the urge to mock the botched translation job. When you visit the same area in both the new Resident Evil 2 and 3, the banner has a noticeable gap where the second L should be. Better yet, if you take a quick walk around the office, you can find an extra L on one of the desks, implying that the 2019 officers made the very same mistake as their 1998 forebears. Brilliant. Number 8. Forks does the right thing. Fallout 3 Broken Steel DLC. Fallout 3's original ending was quite rightly lambasted by players considering how little sense it made. The final mission required players to either lay down their own life or that of a teammate, Sarah, exposing themselves or Sarah to a fatal amount of radiation in order to save the day. Given that your radiation-immune companion Forks could have done that task without harming himself or anyone else, it was a wildly contrived attempt to force a more dramatic ending. And even if he talked to Forks, he hilariously comments that he doesn't want to deprive you of your destiny. But Bethesda responded to the backlash by releasing a revised ending in the game's Broken Steel DLC, where players were free to save both themselves and Sarah by instead selecting Forks to do the job. And in a classic moment of self-flagellation, the game even acknowledges the stupidity of the prior Force dilemma by basically having Forks agree that he's a far better candidate to take the radiation hit, even vaguely mocking the notion that he'd ever suggest it's the Lone Wanderer's destiny to sacrifice themselves. Number 7. Stage Fright, Uncharted 4, A Thief's End. Naughty Dog laid claim to one of the most memorable gaffes in recent E3 history at the 2015 show, as they presented a live gameplay demo of Uncharted 4 A Thief's End to the assembled audience. Just mere seconds into the demo, the gameplay began to hang, with Nathan Drake locked in place for a half minute as Sony's crew members scrambled to get the demo restarted. And when the game finally hit stores the next year, the developer took the opportunity to make savage light of the incident by awarding a trophy to players who voluntarily stood still in the same spot for 30 seconds in the game's 11th chapter. The trophy's name? Stage Fright. While the trophy description even mentions the stage demo fail by name. Fantastic. Number 6. Three alarms equal game over. Splinter Cell Chaos Theory. The first two Splinter Cell games were pioneered entries into the stealth action genre, though more casual players did struggle with the series' tricksy difficulty, whereby triggering three alert alarms would result in a game over. This restriction was mercifully ditched for the third game of the franchise, Chaos Theory, introducing a fourth alert phase and only upping the difficulty if that threshold was reached. In the game's second level, Cargo Ship, an opening dialogue even takes a knowing potshot at the silly nature of the three alerts rule, when Lambert tells protagonist Sam Fisher about the ship's new alarm system, to which Sam says, "Don't tell me, three alarms and it's over." But Lambert subverts expectation and retorts, "Of course not. This is no video game, Fisher. But you don't want the whole place alerted to your presence, so keep it under control." While this isn't a game, quips are generally pretty lame. In this case, it actually worked so well because taking aim at such a widely loathed aspect of the first two Splinter Cell games was pretty genius. Number 5. Time to change the disc. Metal Gear Solid 4, Guns of the Patriots. Of the many memorable things about the original Metal Gear Solid, few will ever forget defeating Sniper Wolf and suddenly being met with what looked like a game over screen, which asked the player to put in Disc 2. It's hardly a bad moment, but Hideo Kojima nevertheless wanted to make light of how far the series has come by its fourth entry, Guns of the Patriots, which was released on PS3 and shipped on a single Blu-ray disc. When Old Snake returns to the very same area of Shadow Moses where he defeated Sniper Wolf, Otacon calls him up and explains that it is time, indeed, to change the disc. Cue a throng of players suddenly having an anxiety attack, given that they were pretty sure that their copy only came with one disc. But a few moments later, Otacon says, "Oh wait, we're on a PS3, it's a Blu-ray disc, dual-layered too, no need to swap." Beyond cheekily mocking the archaic nature of disc swapping, Kojima couldn't resist hyping up dual-layer Blu-ray technology, before Snake rightly tells Otacon to get a grip. Number 4. The series' flawed protagonists. Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag. Though the Assassin's Creed franchise is generally pretty straight-faced where its own ridiculous mythology is concerned, the fourth game, Black Flag, did take a rare opportunity to thoroughly send up its wildly divisive gallery of prior protagonists. Players are able to access Abstergo Entertainment's market analysis files, which pass hilarious comment on some of the less savoury qualities of the series' mainline heroes. The report on the game's first protagonist, for example, acknowledges that he is arrogant and unlikable, which were both frequent complaints from players, while the second game's Ezio is noted as being a hypocrite. But the most brutal put-downs are saved for Connor, the protagonist of Assassin's Creed 3, the report stating that they were unimpressed by his calm and stoic demeanour, again reflecting fan complaints that Connor was, well, a bit dull. Though these videos are absolutely satirical in tone, with the narrator often pronouncing names incorrectly for starters, they do nevertheless cut to the heart of the issues that many fans genuinely had with these protagonists. Number 3. Insert Disc 22, The Secret of Monkey Island. Here's a joke so incendiary that it actually ended up being removed from future releases by Lucasfilm Games, not because it's so flatly offensive, but because it caused mass confusion in 1990, an era long before the internet was widely adopted. The Secret of Monkey Island famously shipped on a staggering 8 floppy disks, and in order to make fun of this, the game includes a fake insert disk prompt. In a forest, players will stumble across a stump, which hero Guy Brush Threepwood believes will lead to a new area, at which point the player is then asked to insert Disc 22. In order to continue. The player will then be further prompted to insert discs 36 and 114 to continue before Guybrush quips, "Oh well, I can't go down there, I'll just have to skip that part of the game." Despite being obviously tongue-in-cheek in a series famous for its in-jokes, baffled players called the LucasArts hotline, remember that, hotlines, to ask about the discs that they were missing. As a result, the joke was jettisoned from subsequent releases, despite being extremely funny. Number 2. The Terrible Cursed PS4 NPCs, Spider-Man Remastered. Insomniac's 2018 Spider-Man is one of the greatest superhero video games ever made, albeit one that maybe wasn't polished in every single area. By that I mean that the game was mocked by fans who ventured out onto the boats that were sailing around Manhattan, because they contained a fleet of hideous N64-looking polygonal character models. The likely assumption is that Insomniac believed, wrongly clearly, that nobody would actually bother to look closely at these character models, though in a fantastically sporting move, they made fun of their own corner-cutting in the recent PS5 remaster. Players who swing out to the same boat on the new generation iteration will find that the characters remain as they looked before, but with one of them wearing a post-it note which reads, "Did you miss us?" But per IGN's investigation, the curious abominations weren't anywhere to be found in Spider-Man Miles Morales, given that it was set in winter after all. And number 1, Tentacles and Disappointment, Borderlands 2. As much as the original Borderlands was near universally praised for its stunning visuals, tight FPS gameplay, and thoroughly self-aware tone, many fans were bitterly disappointed by the game's ending. The frustration was twofold. First off, the final boss is the Warrior, generic, bullet sponge of a tentacled monster, and secondly, the game ends incredibly abruptly after that. with the vault being resealed for 200 years without players ever finding out what was inside it. It's such a lazy shambles of an ending that Gearbox was basically duty-bound to address it in the inevitable sequel, which they did in the first 10 seconds of the opening cutscene. The narrator hilariously explains to the warriors who opened it, the vault was just a container of tentacles and disappointment. Now, you've got to admit, they absolutely nailed that description.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to PrettyLitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.